Hi, this is Paul Sackett, Good News Planet speaking to Lance Smith. Good morning, Lance. How are you?
Good morning, Paul. I'm great. How are you?
All right, good. Lance, you work for Daily Buzz. How's that buzzing around?
I love buzzing around. No, it's great, man. We have a lot of fun on the show. We're a little irreverent. I'm a little more irreverent than I should be, but my boss keeps me in line.
Lance, are you a dad?
I am a dad. I'm a new dad over again. I've got three girls at home and a new little baby girl. So this Father's Day is very, very special to me.
All right, because we're going to talk about Father's Day and about great gifts that you could consider for your dad, your loving dad, and great stories sharing these good thoughts with us. Dick's Sporting Goods, that alone is good news, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, no, it's great news. It's great news. Absolutely. Look, shopping for dad is really hard. You know, you got to listen to him. You know, maybe he's complaining about something. Well, fix that complaint, you know, or maybe he needs to get outside. Yeah, but Dick's is definitely the place to go. I got a few items that I kind of want to run through with you. Dad's probably a golfer, wouldn't you say? Many of us are, or trying to get better. You got to check out the Tommy Armour brand, this Tommy Armour blade putter. Tommy Armour is back with an exclusive line to Dick's and Golf Galaxy. This thing is choice. It is sweet. It is very, very nice, and he'll love it in his golf bag. Tommy Armour is back. You also got these Maxfly Softfly golf balls. They come not just in white, but in multicolor. If dad's like me, he's gonna need to find his golf ball in the rough. And keeping with the whole golf thing, you gotta make him look good on the course. You know, you could probably buy dad a shirt or a tie, sure, but if you're gonna do that, go to Dick's and check out this Walter Hagen polo here. And it's one of these, you know, it's UV protection. It's got the moisture wicking technology, so it'll keep him dry and looking sharp. Looking good in the golf game. Now, maybe golf's not his thing, but he still wants to get outside, because we all do. You know about the folding chairs. You've seen them everywhere. The soccer moms, soccer dads, they got the fold-up chairs. This GCI outdoor rocker here is unreal. It is a rocker that's foldable. It has a little hydraulic thing going on the back, so it's a rocking chair for outside. I'm going to steal this when no one's looking. Obviously, we've got a lot going on here. We've got the Wicked Big Sports Kickball. Now, maybe the kid's been playing kickball in the gym. It's time to show up dad outside and show him that he's not the man he used to be by playing this Wicked Big Kickball. Everything in this box you see here, it's got the home base, all the plates. So you got a game instantly right inside this box. Show dad up with the Wicked Big Kickball. And finally here, well, not finally, we've got this Yeti cooler. It's the Yeti Rody 20. Yeti is awesome. I don't know how familiar you are with Yeti, but a lot of science goes in this. It keeps everything cold for a really long time. And in June, they've come out with a new charcoal color. So if dad's collecting Yeti, he doesn't have the charcoal yet, you got to pick him up that. And of course, you know, kids are buying dad's ties, but I think the cap is the new tie. So maybe dad is follically challenged like me. Buy dad a cap. And we've got these new era MLB Father's Day caps. We've got them in blue. And of course, this all white is exclusive to Dick's. But the cap's the way to go, too.
Lance, you got a lot of energy.
I do, man. I'm trying to go play some golf after this.
They're very fortunate. They got a dad who can move. We can really talk and think about what's going on. I'll tell you a real quick golf story, all right? But I'm going to say it slower because I'm a grandpa. I am not as fast as you. Just a regular dad, you know. Except if I'm going to play kickball, I'm going to really kick it at those kids' hearts. No, I'm just kidding.
That's what you got to do. You got to take them out or else you're going to run them down. You got to aim for the head.
But I can't anymore. These guys, the basketball, the hockey, even the ping pong. I used to be good. I don't understand that.
What
we got our paper, I think, from Dick's Sporting Goods. You said that's a great story. So here's the golf story. I interviewed a guy named Dave Peltz.
Yeah.
Dave Peltz wrote the putting game. He knows his putt. This is like maybe 15 years ago.
Okay.
And so I asked Dave, you know, I personally am not such a good golfer. I was a good caddy, except I couldn't see the ball too well.
At least you admit it.
The ball, but I would schlep the bag. That's fair, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the thing here with the golf is that, so Dave Peltz in his book says, I asked him how to do the putting, because the putting is like a lot of the game. You just can't put in trouble. So he said, basically, he does two things. One is he takes his finger, he puts it in his mouth, and he puts it up in the air, you know, to see the wind.
Sure.
To know how what's going on with the wind. And then two, he says, when he bends down, he's like, you know, in the back of your pants, sometimes they get stuck because you're sweaty and it's out there or whatever.
Yeah.
He pulls his pants out a little bit. He gets a little more relaxed. And then he puts. I think that was like two of his principles for putting. How about your game? How's your golf game?
I just check my cooler, and if my cooler's still full, my golf game's good. It's pretty much...
All right, last question. Very, very good answer. My question is this. We're involved with the International Day of Peace, and sports are peace, or if you're playing peacefully, professionally or however. September 21st is the International Day of Peace, and I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? And Lance Smith, I wanted to ask you, what is peace to you?
What is peace to me? What does peace mean to me? That's a really good question. I think it's simple, and it's been answered a long time ago in the past, and it's within all of us. Treat each other as we would treat our mothers, not just ourselves. I kind of try to live my life as if my mom is right behind me.
So,
what does peace mean to me? Just treating each other fairly. That's what peace means to me. Unless you're playing kickball with your children, and then you can take their heads off if you want.
Hey, look, you're beautifully stated, just like a conductor just stated to me on the New Haven Railroad, and I interviewed him. Hey, you're a good man. Lance, happy Father's Day.
Hey, happy Father's Day. Yeah, make sure, like I said, look, I'm a dad. Dix is the place to go. Dix.com if you need to buy anything, because I know I could use one of these hats right here. So appreciate you talking to me.
That's all good. We put it in the interview and all that good stuff as well. So it's all good. Thanks, Lance.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.